It's Wednesday, October 13th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Prospective homebuyers in northern Nevada are facing record-high home prices, at least in the Sparks area. The latest report from the Reno Sparks Association of Realtors shows the median price for the Sparks Spanish Springs market reached $504,000 in September. That's up from the month prior and is the highest since July's $500,000 mark. The median home price for the greater Reno-Sparks area remained at $530,000 for the fourth straight month, but that number is still up 20.5% from September of 2020. The state of Nevada and Washoe County are seeing an overall decline in the number of new COVID-19 cases, deaths, and hospitalizations, but in Washoe County, the test positivity rate suggests broad community spread of the virus. According to the latest data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more than 16% of tests in the county are coming back positive. That's much higher than the 5% rate recommended by the World Health Organization before governments reopen. Statewide, things are looking better, though. According to the state dashboard, about 8% of tests are coming back positive, and more than 54% of eligible Nevadans have completed their vaccination. A California developer recently acquired the Tahoe Biltmore property at Crystal Bay for a hefty price tag. KUNR's Michelle Billman has the details.
The 75-year-old Tahoe Biltmore Lodge and Casino on the north shore of Lake Tahoe was acquired for nearly $57 million. The real estate firm EKN Development Group is based in Newport Beach and said in a statement that it will continue to operate the 113-room hotel and 100-slot casino while finalizing plans for further development of the site. EKN said it intends to develop the property into what it calls a branded marquee destination for both locals and visitors. Michelle Billman, KUNR News.
Washoe County has received a federal grant to buy flood-damaged homes in Lemon Valley. The funding from the Federal Emergency Management Agency will cover the cost of five properties that were impacted by the flooding of Swan Lake in 2016 and 2017. The county is required to match the funding by contributing roughly $345,000. The Board of Commissioners approved the grant yesterday. The plan is to demolish the home so that the area has open space to mitigate flooding in the future. Washoe County Commissioners have delayed a vote on a proposal related to public records requests that would allow local officials to charge for the cost of labor. The Reno Gazette Journal is reporting that the proposed fees would range from roughly $20 to $50 an hour, depending on what level of county employee is involved in the workload. One recent request for 300,000 emails was cited with county officials saying it would have taken 5,000 hours to complete the request. That's 2.5 years worth of labor. Nevada law stipulates that governmental bodies can charge for the actual costs of public records requests, which might include paper, postage, and ink. For the first time, Mineral County celebrated Indigenous Peoples Day this week. It's a significant move for a county in rural Nevada where Native communities still face obstacles to getting recognition, even as Indigenous Peoples Day is increasingly celebrated across the nation. KUNR contributor Joey Lovato with the Nevada Independent reports.
In the past, Mineral County, home of a portion of the Walker River Paiute Tribe Reservation, has only celebrated Columbus Day on the second Monday of October. But this year, the rural county joined the state's urban centers in honoring the local Paiute community. The Mineral County Board of Commissioners recently voted unanimously to proclaim Monday as Indigenous Peoples Day after Walker River Paiute Tribe Chairman Amber Torres asked them to take up the issue. In neighboring Lyon County, commissioners didn't get that far. The topic sparked debate, but the commissioners ultimately couldn't agree on a proclamation and will take up the issue at a meeting next month. For KUNR News, I'm Joey Lovato with the Nevada Independent.
That story was originally reported by Jasmine Orozco Rodriguez. Nevada's Republican Secretary of State doesn't plan to remove two tax measures from the 2022 ballot the Democratic lawmakers bargained to be withdrawn. In a letter first published by the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Barbara Sagavsky wrote that state law required she include the sales and gambling tax measures on the ballot. Democrats bargained with the petitioners to withdraw the measures months ago out of concern that their inclusion could allow Republicans to frame the election around taxes. Sagavsky's stance is at odds with an opinion issued by the Attorney General's office and sets the stage for legal battles over whether to put the measures on the ballot. Those are your morning news headlines for Wednesday, October 13th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.